神啊，求你鉴察我，知道我的心思，试炼我，知道我的意念，看在我里面有什么恶行没有，引导我走永生的道路。
知我心声，恕我心曲。
Once again, we're going to be talking about parenting and children.
我们要再次来谈到父母亲跟孩子之间的关系。
We're going to speak a little bit about how your child develops.
我们要谈一谈怎么样来建立让孩子成长发展。
And what is needed to help them develop properly.
帮助他们适当的成长。
We have told you before that a person, a human being, is made upof a body, soul, and spirit.
我们总是在谈到一个人有灵、有魂、有体。
Each of these parts have needs.
这些都有他们的需要。
The physical needs we know very well. It needs food, water, clothes to be kept dry and be able to develop their mental and physical bodies.
对于身体的需要我们都很清楚比如说他们我们需要食物水穿着保持安全或者是我们的整个身体的正常运作
The soul of man which houses our intelligence, emotion, our will or power of choice must also be developed
魂的部分就是我们的理性我们的情绪我们的意志我们的、啊、这样的一个新的部分那这些也是一样我们有一些需要而且要成长
This development must be that we keep our child and make them feel safe
那这样这个部分呢一定要让孩子有安全感
Make them feel significant or that they're worth something
让他们觉得他们是有价值有意义的
And to make sure they know that they belong, that they are really a person of great value.
而且确定你的孩子自己知道他属于谁，他是有所属的，他是有价值的。
Then we have the spirit area of man.
人有灵。
And this area is the one that you and I become representatives of God in the very early stages of a child's life.
对孩子来讲很早期就在这个灵的这样的一个、部分呢、来表现跟神的一种关系
Because whether we want to admit it or not there is a God vacuum in us something that we must believe in something that is greater than what we are
不管你需不需要 或者你认不认同人的里面有一个空的地方就是这个灵就是要让神来充满的这个地方呢会有一种想要渴慕比我们人更多更高的一种力量
Some of you try to fill this area of our life the spirit world with superstitions
有人想把这个寻求这个超过人的这个力量的这样的信仰呢用那些迷信或者是奇异的一些灵异的这样的力量来充满
But how much more wonderful it is to make your child recognize that a greater intelligence, a marvelous God created them with a purpose
最重要的最正确的就是让你的孩子知道有一位神他是那位创造宇宙万物而且赋予我们生命这个世界目的的这样的一位最高的最尊荣的一位神
And he didn't just create us and then leave us alone but he down through our life is working and drawing near to us
这位神不但创造了世界他没有离开我们他愿意继续的 住在我们里面，跟我们在一起。
Now you as a parent must develop all of these areas of your child's life.
所以身为父母，对于孩子的这灵魂体的部分，都要去帮助他们成长。
Now our children develop in what we call stages.
所谓孩子们的这种成长发展呢，是有它的阶段的。
We first begin with the infant in the infant stage, which is actually a bonding stage.
第一个幼儿期的阶段，事实上是一个连结的阶段。
The needs of the infants are met by forming an attachment to their parents.
这个阶段呢，是由父母亲对于他们的基本需要满足他们，然后呢，跟他们有一种连结。
This is the area that you help the child feel secure.
这个部分呢，你会帮助孩子建立安全感。
It's when you tenderly hold them and caress them and cuddle them.
比如说，你很温柔地来抱他们，来拍他们，来带他们。
It's in this bonding stage or this infancy, the child begins to feel like they belong as they feel the love radiate from the parents.
在这个跟父母的连结期，基本上这个时期，孩子会有啊建立成那种归属感，他们觉得他们归属于父母的这样的一个感觉。
It's the time when they cry, they have needs that need to be met, and then you come to them right away and take care of them, and they begin to feel a worth, a self-worth.
当他们有需要的时候，他们用哭泣来表达。然后你就会来、啊、看看他们需要什么，满足他们的需要。这样的一个运作，就让孩子开始觉得自己是有价值的。
Now this is only the beginning stage, and you begin to develop the feeling of security and belonging and self-worth in your child.
这个就是、刚刚开始建立的关系，慢慢的这种安全感也好，归属感也好，就这样慢慢养成。
Now, the next one is what we call the toddlers, or the stage where they like to explore.
那另外一个阶段进一步就是所谓的幼儿期。
In a sense, they've been crawling, picking up little things, putting them in their mouth. Now they're walking around, just toddling around, getting into everything.
他们开始的时候是爬的，然后开始会走路，然后把东西呢塞到嘴巴里面去。到后来他们就什么都会碰，什么都会玩了。
They are very curious.
他们很好奇，非常有好奇心。
But they do not understand about danger.
却不懂得有什么危险。
So they are eager to explore their little world, but don't recognize the harm that might come to them.
他们好渴望，好希望能够进入这个世界，但是呢，却不晓得世界带给他们的危险。
This is when you, as a parent, must encourage their little curiosity and help them explore, but be careful to protect them so that they don't get in danger.
这个阶段呢，父母亲要帮助他们去发展他们的好奇心，好启发他们的好奇心，然后也让他们开始 去接触这个世界，但是要好好的保护他们，不要让他们进入危险。
You must learn how to tell them, oh no, that's too hot, don't touch it.
你要开始警告他们，那个太烫了，不能碰。
And somehow build in them the recognition that they mustn't touch that.
让他们也要、意识到说这个我是不能碰的。
But don't try to keep them from exploring.
但是也不要保护他们，以至于让他们都碰不到外面的世界。
I know sometimes you might be frightened at what they do, but try very carefully not to show that fear, but to get them away from the danger.
有时候我知道父母亲会很害怕，很担心，所以呢，我也会想把他保护起来，但是你就不要常常表现出你的惧怕，而要好好的去引导，然后保护他们，避免危险。
Now these little toddlers have begun to walk, and they like to get separate from their parents.
这些幼儿呢，很喜欢离开父母亲的手，自己去走。
And they want to be independent.
他们很希望能够独立起来。
So you know how they do that.
你也知道他们怎么做吧。
By saying no to you.
他们常常会跟你说我不要。
Mama wants them to do something. They say no.
要他做的事情他就说不要。
They want to do something else.
因为他们想做别的。
Now, you must help them to learn how to separate.
所以呢你要帮助他们知道怎么样把这个分开。
Their little no's is not a rebellious no.
那这种他对你拒绝的时候并不是一种叛逆性的拒绝。
It may seem like it to you.
听起来很像。
But it's just that they want to go on to see something that you don't want them to.
只是呢他们有一种好奇心想去做或者是看一些你不要他们做他们是看的。
So try to be able to help them to separate gently, to do little things on their own, and yet be careful that they don't get into danger.
所以这样子呢有时候你要稍微放手一下让他们跟你有点分开有点距离让他们做一点小事情但是也要注意看着不要让他们进入危险。
Now we get to the stage which we call preschoolers.
接下来、我们就要进入这个学前的这个年纪。
They're no longer little toddlers, and yet they're not old enough to go to school.
不再是幼儿，而且呢，也还没有到那个可以上学的年纪。
Now this is when they begin to test you.
那这个时候是他们开始考验你的时候了。
They're going to try to go against your rules.
他们会试着来反抗你的一些规矩。
They're going to see what your limit is.
他们会想试试看到底他们被容许到什么程度。
It's when you say no, they don't listen.
所以当你说不行的时候他们是不听的。
You'll say don't touch that, but they'll go on and try to touch that.
比如说你说不要碰那个他们就会故意要去碰。
They'll begin to cry because they want their way.
他们会用哭的来要他们所要的。
This is where you have to establish some limitations.
这个时候你就开始建立那种限制规范。
Now, when they were little toddlers, their no's were just the fact they wanted to explore. But this group, these little preschoolers, are setting themselves against you.
在幼儿期的这个阶段呢，他们只是很好奇的想要去发现外面的世界。到了这个学前期呢，他们是故意的要来、就是犯规。
So you have to decide what are your limits going to be for this child at this age.
所以你一定要对这个年纪的孩子要有一个、限定就是要决定说到底他们能够做到什么程度。
So you have to understand, let me give you an illustration.
我给你一个例子。
There are some things that a child does because their coordination is very poor.
在这个年纪有些时候一些孩子的行为他们行为能力不够。
It seems like every time at the table, when they reach for their glass, they knock it over.
比如说呢每一次他们一碰到杯子呢杯子就被弄倒了。
Now, this was done because of their poor coordination and their muscle,、large muscles and small muscle development.
之所以会这样是因为他们的这个、这种结构身体的这种、就是组织结构发育还没有很完全。
But then they get to the age where they know you don't like it and actually they on purpose will knock the glass over.
慢慢长大之后呢他就应该可以拿了已经那个、就他们的运动的这样的一个运作都可以了可是呢是故意的要反抗你所以把它弄倒。
So as a parent, when you recognize that now they are going against you, they are setting their little minds against you, now you have to stipulate into them the rules you expect them to follow.
所以你、看出来如果他是属于后者不是那种因为他们的那种能力不够的话是因为故意要来反抗你的话你就开始要设一些、规矩规范来限制他们。
Don't make a lot of rules.
不要把规矩放得太多。
Just set some limitations and then hold them with love.
就是有一些规范限制然后呢好好的来坚持这个限制然后用爱来引导他们。
Maybe they're not supposed to go into the neighbor's yard.
比如说他们不应该进入邻居的院子里。
But it seems as soon as they get out, they start to run for that neighbor's yard.
可是每一次他们一冲出去就要跑到邻居的院子里。
You quickly go get them.
这个时候你就赶快把他叫回来。
You bring them back. You tell them, you know, I told you, you must not do that.
你把他带回来，再叮一次，我告诉过你，不能去邻居的院子里。
But the very next day, they go out, they run over again.
隔天又一次又发生了。
But to you, that is a rule, that's a limit. So then you bring them back, and you let them know if you have to spank them a little bit or whatever you must do to let them know that this is your limit.
那你就要坚持你的原则，只要一冲过去，你就把他带回来，或许给他一点点处罚，让他知道说，这个就是我给你的限制，你不能去邻居的院子里面。
And eventually, as you win them one by one to understand your limitations, you are doing them a marvelous favor as well as yourself.
所以，如果你这样一点一点的能够把他训练让他知道说怎么样守住这个规范的话，那么你要知道你对他建立一个非常有价值很好的这样的一个行为的一个这样的能力。
Because your child will then begin to learn, I have limits, I must listen, and I cannot get away with it.
所以这样他就学到我应该要听话，而且我是有受限的，我如果犯了规是逃不了的。
The preschooler,begins to know how to be deceitful and get by with things.
这个学前的年纪呢，开始懂得怎么样欺骗父母亲，而且也懂得怎么样投机取巧。
You see, in the infant and the toddler stage, you're almost like a god to them.
在孩子幼儿期的时候呢，父母亲就像他们的神一样。
They think you know everything.
他们以为父母亲什么都会知道。
But when they get to preschoolers, they begin to realize that mom and dad doesn't know everything. They don't know all that they have in their mind.
到了学前这个年纪，他们就长大到觉知道说呢，父母亲不见得什么都会知道。
These are when they're a little tricky, so watch them careful.
所以就开始学到投机了。那这个时候你就要注意的，特别去注意他们。
Now, we're going on to the next stage, which is the elementary school children.
接下去要进入的阶段就是小学阶段。
This is the stage that we can say they have a desire for acceptance.
那这样的一个阶段呢，是孩子们有那种需要被接纳的一个意愿。
You see, it's not just mom and dad now.
现在不是只有父母亲而已。
They need acceptance with their teachers.
他们需要有那种被老师接纳的这样的一个需要。
They need acceptance from their peers, the children they play with.
他们有被他的同伴、他们的同学们接纳的需要。
And there'll be other adults they need to learn how to find acceptance from.
还有其他的成人他们要接触的也他们也要需要被他们接纳。
And they get this acceptance by performing various activities and roles.
他们就借着自己的一些行动、行为还有他们的一些活动、他们的角色来被接纳。
Now, this is the age when you as a parent...have the philosophy that your child is only worthwhile when they achieve, this is when you must recognize it and stop it.
如果你是那种认为这个时候上小学孩子的唯一的价值就在他们成绩的话，你最好要改变，要停下来，好好的想一想。
You see, when you make your child feel...That when they achieve, then they're great, then they're worthwhile. But if they don't achieve, then they get your anger.
这样的话，你会造成你的孩子这样子想：如果他们成绩好，他们就有价值；如果成绩不好，那他们呢就觉得这样是没有价值的，然后你就会生气。
This is a time when your child that does not achieve, that you begin to build them and teach them how to do better.
事实上这个阶段的孩子是在他们的成绩的学习上面呢是要他们是不够的，他们是要你引导，要你帮助他们更好的时候。
You see, this is not an easy time for some children.
在这段阶段对孩子来讲是不容易的。
Some children have been in their security of their homes. They haven't had much relationship with others. And suddenly they're cast into a school, into a classroom, where they must be able to relate to those around them.
这一个阶段的孩子呢，是从以前那个在家里面只有跟父母的关系，还有那个一个很简单的环境，突然间要进入跟同学的关系，跟学校一切的关系，这个话实在是不容易的，所以你要帮助他们怎么样去投入。
Try to find ways to help your child through this period.
找到管道跟方法来帮助你的孩子去适应，调整自己进入这个环境。
Now remember, children want to please their parents and their teachers or whoever else, and so they begin to adopt your ways to please you.
记得孩子在这个时候是很想要讨父母亲或老师或别人的喜欢的，那么他就会用对方的喜欢的方法来讨你喜欢，所以你的方法你喜欢的，他们就用那个方法来讨你喜欢。
That is why you must be careful not to have bad habits that you teach your child.
那就是为什么你要小心不要有坏的习惯。
That you are a good moral person that's teaching your child how to be moral.
你先要有一个好的这种品格的一个模范，让你的孩子学习好的品格。
Because they are going to follow you.
因为他们是要跟你的。
Because in following you, they feel they will get acceptance.
因为他们会觉得他们如果跟着你，那他就会得到你的接纳。
And so through their grade school and into junior high, these are some of the things that you will have to work with and help your child.
所以在这个小学或者是初中的阶段呢，你是要很用心来帮助你的孩子去成长的。
Please be a wise parent.
好好的，请你成为聪明的父母。
Don't try to make your child into what you wish you had been.
不要老是要把你的孩子塑造成你希望以前没有完成的这样的一个理想。
But take your child's God-given abilities and help to develop them for them.
把这个孩子当作是神给你的，然后他们有他们自己的能力，按着他们的能力来帮助他们发展他们自己的生命。
Let their achievements, be accepted in a right spirit.
你要对孩子们的成绩的这种评价要一个很正确的态度。
Teach them how to face failures and learn from them.
教他们怎么样面对失败，然后呢，从这里来认识他们。
If you're going to holler and yell and look down on them and make them feel terrible because they failed, it's going to make life very hard for them.
如果他们失败的时候，你只会向他们大声嘶喊或者是责备他们的话，那这样对他们以后的面对生活、生命的话是很难的。
Do you see why it takes wisdom to be a parent?
你知道要成为父母是要智慧的。
You can't just do it like,Well, that's the way my mother parented me.
不要以为我父母怎么养我，我就怎么养我的孩子。
That's how my father was.
不要想说我爸爸对我这样，我就对他这样。
And in your heart, you may feel that your father hurt you or your mother failed you.
但是你的心里面知道，你曾经感受过你的父母亲怎么样啊，在你里面伤害过你，或者是有失误的地方。
That's why it's so wonderful to know that God is there.
那就是为什么如果你认识神是很棒的。
The Word of God tells us, if you lack wisdom, call upon me, and I will give it to you.
因为认识神的人，神告诉我们，如果你缺乏智慧的话，你向我祈求，他就要给我们。
I would be afraid to be a parent without God with me.
如果我身为父母亲，我就会担心我没有神，因为我很怕神没有跟我一起来抚养孩子。
Now we go on to the teenagers.
接下去我们要进入青少年期。
I can almost hear some of you groaning out there.
我几乎可以听到你们心里面对青少年的叹息。
Because actually some of you are having a rough time getting your children through those teenage years.
因为我知道我们当中一定有人面对孩子的青少年的时候实在是很难缠的。
You're saying, but my teenager's so rebellious.
或许你会这样讲说我的青少年的孩子呢非常的反叛。
They don't want to listen to anything.
什么都不听。
They want to be out with their friends all the time.
他们总是要跟他们的朋友在一起。
They're always on the phone.
他们总是讲电话。
I can't get them away from the computer.
没有办法让他们不玩电脑。
You see, when we get to those teenage years, it is a build-up of how we have built a relationship with our children.
你要记得到了这个年纪， 之前呢，你是跟他慢慢建立关系到这个地步的。
You see, actually, children and young people don't rebel against authority. They rebel against relationship.
基本上，青少年期的孩子，他们所反叛的，事实上不是权威，而是关系，对关系不满。
Now, we know that teenagers are now getting their own values. They're not blindly accepting what we say. So they're going through that period.
青少年他们这个时期呢，他们不再是你讲什么他们都接受的时候了，他们有自己的一些想法。
But you see, if you've never had a relationship, you're not able to talk and communicate with that teenager to help them set their values.
所以如果你跟孩子本身的那个关系没有建立好的话，到了这个时期呢，就没有办法跟他沟通这个关于这个价值的观念的问题。
That's why they need good role models to help them to know what true values are.
他们这个时候很需要有一个英雄的这种模范，让他们知道真正的价值是什么。
That's why we say try to be careful who their friends are.
所以你要小心他们交什么朋友。
If you have negative adults that's in your home, try to shield your child from that kind of attitudes.
如果你家里面有一些负面的性格的这样的成人的话，你最好让你的孩子能够避开对他们的学习。
That's what you need to be careful what they watch on the television, what they read, the songs that they listen to. A lot of these have very negative values in them.
就比如说呢，你要小心他们在听什么样的歌，看什么样的剧情，还是怎么样的明星的表演，因为那些啊，对他们来讲会有很大的影响，那也变成他们的真正的价值观。
And for many teens, this is a time that they search for the purpose of their life.
很多青少年在这个时候，这个时期，在寻求他们生命的意义。
So this is a time when they need...A parent that's able to be there to help them along and that they can guide them through this period.
这段时间需要父母陪着他们来寻求，然后带领他们经过这个阶段。
There are some things now that you're going to have to let go of as a parent.
在这个时候呢，有一些事情你是要放开的。
You must try to stop possessing your child.
你要开始减少想要占有你孩子的这样的意愿。
They must make their way in life.
他们一定要开始开创自己的道路。
You can no longer control them.
你不再能够掌控他们了。
Your life does not depend on what your child becomes.
你的生命不是寄托在孩子将会成为怎么样的人。
You have to realize that, now,You have done your very best.
你要了解到这个阶段呢，你已经尽了全力了。
None of us are perfect.
没有一个人是完全的。
The years that you have to raise your children can be hard years.
过去你抚养孩子的年纪，那些经过来的年日呢，可能是你很难的年日。
But hopefully they have many good situations also.
但是当然也有很好的情况。
Let me say this, enjoy your children.
我要这样跟你说，享受你的孩子。
Train them to be independent individuals.
训练他们成为一个特别的个体。
But most of all, train them that there is a God that can take care and loves them.
最重要的，训练让他们知道有一位神关心他们，而且爱他们，可以照顾他们。
Seek His help. He will never fail you.
你好好的寻求神的帮助，他不会失误，他不会让你失望的。恕我心曲这个节目是由美国佛桌传道协会提供，由金炉牧师为您主讲，林真华语翻译。如果您有什么问题需要我们为您分担，请您来信写明你的姓名住址，然后你寄到台湾高雄，台湾省高低的高，英雄的雄，台湾高雄十三
之40号信箱，台湾高雄13-40号信箱，你写林真双木林真假的真林真收就可以了，我们会尽快的跟您回信。